faith.
Blog Talk Radio.
You with us today and bless us in a very, very special way.
Yes.
So many people come, Lord, and don't let them leave like they've come. Bless them.
Hey, God, thank you.
Come in the name of Jesus, I pray. Our soul says yes to thee. We surrender to you and ask you to take over this prayer line. Yeah? Thank you for your amazing grace. Grace and mercy in our lives. Oh, God. Give us wisdom. You give us knowledge that comes from you. And we just salute you. Oh, God. Praise you and exalt you. Lift you up. You're so inexhaustible. God, we can't exhaust the ways and the blessings that you have. We cannot exhaust the healing virtue that's in you. But there was enough in the hem of your garment to heal a woman who had an issue of blood. And we certainly thank you. God, it's so inexplicable many times. We can't explain you. You do things we don't even know and can't explain it. But God, you're still there, working a mighty wonder in our souls, although we don't understand it. Thank you. You're such an ultra awesome genius. You know everything and baffle the minds of the wisest people on the face of this earth because your genius goes beyond this earth. And we praise you and thank you for everything. Now, we ask that if we've done anything that offends you, please forgive us. Every sin of omission, things that we should have done that we didn't do. We'll try our best to do them and get them done. And the sins of commission, the things that we've done. Forgive us for all of us, all of it, we pray. And then help us to forgive those around us and who have trespassed against us, we pray. Bless on this line. Heal the sick, oh God. Some people have cancer. Some people have diabetes. All kinds of manner of sicknesses, high blood and low blood, and oh God, blood clots and gout and all kinds of viruses and sickle cell and everything else we can name. God, touch and heal. None of that can outdo your power. You have all power given unto you. Thank you for it. Bless, bless, bless. Now, Lord, certify the line with your anointing, I pray. Let it drop, let it fall in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Look on people from every walk of life. They come from all denominations just to praise you and to give you glory from every denomination. Thank you. Thank you for it. Now, we bind the devil and cast him out, and any beast and cast them out. The resurrection blood of Jesus is against all of them. Anything against you, God, we come against it in the name of Jesus and bind it and cast it out. Let the oil of the anointing be all around this line and all around us, we pray. Now, bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless in the city and the field.
Yes, yes, Lord. Bless, bless, bless in the name of Jesus. So love you, so say yes to you. So look up to you, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for life, thank you for health, thank you for strength. Thank you for peace.
We don't know nothing. But you teach us all things. And we praise you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
All of this life.
Thank you, Jesus.
My. God is so good. Great, great, great. So ultra awesome. He blesses us once, blesses us twice. Let us know that the blessings shall continue. He stays will. Amen. God bless you. Been a wonderful, wonderful time to give God glory and give him praise. Hallelujah. Let me just tell you, that the Lord loves you. Amen. I want to go another day without telling him, Lord, I love you. I love you. I praise you, and I thank you for your goodness and kindness. Get your praise reports ready. We'll receive some of them. And I want to just ask you all to remember those around you. There's so many people who really need miracles. They really need blessings. But the saints are dropping the ball. It's your job to try to get people to receive the miracle. Just get them on the line and let God have his way in their souls. Amen. Tell your friends about it. Don't let people come to you and you miss it. You could have got a miracle for them and you missed it by simply not even telling them to call the line and to be on here. If God ever gave you a miracle, then you know this is a miracle line. And why would you just want to keep it for yourself? Share it with others who need miracles. They'll remember you and thank God for you. God will lift you up to it if you just be one of those persons who are compassionate and share it with others. God bless you. There are so many who have been on the line who need to be back. And if you miss them from being on the line, call them. Call them. You got their number, call them. Don't let them go without their miracle that they need for the day. Call them. Amen. As I told you, I preached that sermon. If you missed me at church last Sunday or this Sunday, call me. Amen. We had people all around the church calling folk. Just remember people. You know that God will remember you when you remember others.
Yes.
I'll say that again. God will remember you when you remember others. It's so wonderful to be concerned about your brother. It's scriptural. Yeah. Yeah, I tell you to be concerned about your brother and your sister. And we are helpers one to another. God bless you. We love you and we praise you. And thank God for Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. She's on the line this morning. Thank God for her. Amen. First Lady. Thank God for Mother Ed Lee Johnson, the mother to the nation. She's on the line. Amen. God bless all of our ambassadors. Ambassador Hagen, who always gives me a bumper introduction. Amen. I don't know if I've ever received any better introduction ever before any place I've gone. Thank you very much, Ambassador Hagen, Ambassador Pfeiffer, who did a wonderful job on Tuesday with the youth prayer line. Always there for us. Thank you so much. Ambassador Stern, who I call the leader's helper. Amen. She's the leader's encourager. This woman can encourage folk like I've never seen before. Thank God for her. And our special assistant, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. God has blessed in a great way. Amen. Ambassador-elect Gail Stith, the Arkansas delegation, and people all over the world. We do honor our bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. Thank God for you. Amen. Other coaches, I don't know if you're there today, and Pastor Williams and Pastor Strader. I want to get a station identification today if Pastor Strader's there or Ambassador Hagen, either one. Both of them, I'd like to identify what we're doing on the blog line and on GMAP. Are you there, Ella Strader? All right, Ambassador Hagen, please give us identification. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. We do honor our leader today. God bless you. Send shouts out to you today, our chief ambassador, international ambassador. Hallelujah to Ambassador Betty, our first lady. Amen to Mother Johnson, mother to the nation. We thank God for everyone, all of our ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, our bishops, all of the other broadcasters, to everybody that's listening from all around the world. We do thank God because we're going to be, I'm Ambassador Hagen, and we are here, amen, to do a station ID. We are here in the live studio, the Blog Talk Radio, and as you know, the Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social radio network in the world, and we are broadcasting live. You can reach us simply by calling into the station That's 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world, countries such as Africa, Russia, Asia, Canada, Switzerland, all my Argentina, Jerusalem, you name it, just simply all over the world. Amen. As of now, we have more than 90 million listeners spread out all over the world, and it is amazing. And our Chief Ambassador, we want to thank God for you for doing an excellent job in broadcasting and getting the gospel message around the world. May God forever bless you, and thank you so much. And back to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. Amen. And let's take a moment time for sure today to speak to the Lord, because he's here. If you've been serving him and you don't believe he's in the room, then maybe you ought to go serve somebody else, because I believe he's real and more real than anybody on this line. Why would you let him be in your room and you don't have enough time to even take for him and speak to him? Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. We know you're here.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Good morning, Lord.
And let's go into praise. And let's take our time. At least praise him for a minute. Come on, everybody from every area.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
him.
Try to go to sleep, and the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, "Why don't you?" And I had even forgotten. I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I said, Lord, I don't know how to thank God 1,000 times. I've never done that before. But upon your word, I'll try. And I took out my handkerchief and turned my head toward the window and began to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Begin to name things. Put foundation under it. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just kept on thanking and kept on naming things. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for great health. Thank you for great strength. Just kept on. And before I knew it, I had thanked him 1,000 times. He gave me a butterfly. But see, it comes to obeying the Lord. Like, for example, on yesterday, I realized that God had used this thing with setting up for Mother Johnson's grandson to try to help him get out of prison. God had used it to create a nationwide network of helping people who are incarcerated. Now, we can't help everybody, but we can help the people on this line. We can't help your first cousin, second, third, fourth, fifth, and tenth cousin. But we can maybe help your son or your daughter. Amen. But the Lord, in his genius, created this network. I think God did it. And thank God for it. And it comes from doing things and obeying the leadership of the Lord. You get into one thing by obeying him, and before you know it, he's done something else. He's like that. God bless all of you. Just a few moments. I want to open up the praise reports. We're going to get some praise reports and some prayer requests before we leave this morning, if the Lord says the same. But I promised some of you that I would let you know that prophecy. Those prophets called me the other day on the prayer on my line. Amen. Gave me a prophecy that I want to share with you. Is a blessing to my life. And I want to just clarify this before I begin, that I don't think I'm nothing except what God wants me to be. I don't try to be anything except what God wants me to be. I never have tried to be a wonder, but I want to serve the wonder. Amen. And I go to God, and the way I get so much from him, you might want to adopt this to your life. The way I get so much from him is that I go to him and tell him, God, I don't know nothing. I ain't nothing. I don't know nothing. I can't do nothing except through you. And when you humble yourself before God, his word becomes true. It cannot be a lie. That is, humility is next to godliness, and his word tells us that he that humble himself shall be exalted. And he that exalts himself shall be abased. So I come to you humbly as I can, as a lamb coming to shepherds and even to shepherdess. And I read this prophecy, one of the prophecies that they gave to me. It happened on September the 9th, 3 days after my birthday. And Prophetess Baker and Prophetess Williams called me, and they said, the Lord spoke to us and said these words. He said, whatever you do, don't quit. Don't quit. I am greater for you, God says, greater. While you were talking the other day, I heard mega, mega, mega for you. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying to us to keep on following you as you follow God. Don't quit. Dr. Johnson, don't quit. Wherever you are, God is with you. When you think you are all alone, you're not alone. When the world is against you, God is for you. You're going on some trips too. I hear Memphis. It might be for a conference or something, but I hear Memphis, and I hear Atlanta, Georgia. But I hear trips, trips, trips. You will be making disciples of men. Mm-hmm. And you are going to reach men. Pick it up and tell them to pick up the cross and follow Christ daily. Mm-hmm. They said God has great blessings for you. Ain't seen nothing yet. And you are going to be on television. Yes, television. And the building you are in now, you're not going to be there long. It won't be large enough to hold you. I hear you are going to move. And if people don't stand with you there, some are going to start falling. Some have backsliding spirits, mumbling spirits. Some have been saying, who does he think he is? But God is going to show them just who you are. Don't quit. They repeat it again, don't quit. God is going to let you cast out many demons. But whatever you do, don't quit. Don't quit. And then they said this. They mentioned a certain name. They said the Megafest that is so great that yours will be larger. God has given you the platform for larger than other things. I'm trying to paraphrase about that, around that. And then they said it was a personal note they gave me. And then they said, and you will have favor with queens and kings. And you will have interpreters. Your favor with the Japanese, you're going to have favor with the Japanese. God is going to bless you with big, big, big clothesline too, nationwide. And it's going to be big, big, big clothesline. And you are going to have a surprise visitation from heaven. People better start being quieter with you. Hold their peace, because God is not pleased with the way some people talk to you. They better stop it, because God is not pleased. If anybody tries to mess you up with that prayer movement and prayer line, they're going to be exposed, and everybody is going to know who they are. They won't be able to hide. God said, touch not my anointing, and do thy prophet no harm. You see, many people were chosen, but you were sent here by God. They said it again. A lot of people were chosen, but you were sent. You've got angels all around you. And when you speak, speak it with power. And when you speak, it's going to come to pass. And God has a house for you too. The place where you are staying now, God is going to move you. And I ain't going to take it back. I said it, I'm not going to take it back. God's going to move you. Let them call you crazy if they must. But you're not crazy. You are just peculiar. They try to figure you out, but they never will be able to figure you out because of your peculiarness and because God's got you. You got uncommon favor with God, uncommon. And that new car is coming. You're going to get a new car. It's coming. Just be patient and wait on God. And ain't nobody going to get the glory but God. God says be patient with Lady Betty too about some things. God says, I've got it. The devil tries to come with some, says, I've got you. You're mine. She's mine. You belong to me. God is going to have to show some people some things, but it's sure coming. God don't lie. It's coming to pass. Comes to bless you. Then they said this. They said, and he wants you to rest. And they said, also, you're going to have so many shoes. Just shoes. You will have to have a closet for shoes. I'm picking up shoes. And I'm picking up books. If you want to, you will have a producer to write about the Johnson family's life. That's if you want them to. And they will make a movie out of it. Yours will be greater than the James Brown movie. And they will even find somebody to play the saxophone. But they will never play like you. You can teach people, but they will never have what you have. People need to cherish what you have. You will be training people, but they will never have what you have. You will be training people, they said it again, train them to do what God showed you to do. You will be in other places training men, and they are going to want to learn, the older and the younger, women too. People better get all they can get, because God has a work for you to do. Then they said, I'm just reading the prophecy. Then they said, you will be like an arbitration man, a man who goes to meet with people to straighten out things, a problem solver. And they are going to listen to you because they know that you are a great man of God.
Mm.
And they said, there are some people who are going to try to hinder you. Mm-hmm. But in the name of Jesus, we ask God to destroy that thing. Then they prayed for me. They said in their prayer, God, we're asking you to destroy the spirit of witchcraft. Yeah, the spirit of witchcraft. Then they said, there's no limitation to what God will do for you. If you decide you want to go back to school, no limitations. You're going back and get that second doctorate if you decide to do so. Mm-hmm. They said, you already have a healing ministry, and you have been ordained for healing virtue from all sickness and all diseases, AIDS and diseases like cancer and tumors, and you already have that kind of ministry. And they said this, and God says, higher, higher, and higher, and the higher you go, the more power you shall have. You can't quit. You cannot quit. Hear, declare, and decree, but you cannot quit. People will be coming out of jail to your ministry, too. Yeah. You have a prison ministry. They will be set free through your ministry. They said, I hear that through your ministry, people will be healed from spells, sickle cell, and from all cells. Well, cells will be healed. White cells and red cells healed. Oh, my God. They said, your ministry is going to grow, grow, grow. And God is going to bless you with joy, joy, joy. And then they went on to say, I hear favor. Favor at the bank after a while. That old prejudice spirit. They won't know what happened after a while because of the favor. Then they said this, I hear favor at the dealership too. Amen. Favor. I hear a fresh start, a clean slate. And someone else interpreted that is to mean a great credit also. And God is raising you up with some armor bearers. Yeah, God doesn't want you to go out by yourself. Someone is going to be traveling with you. You're going to go on trips, 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 some short and some long.